this doesn't work. It doesn't work.
What the fuck is happening? What am I going to do?
It's here. It is a thing.
Some people don't want to have relationships with other humans.
Hell yeah. I'll buy some robot parts.
I don't care.
All right, so this one we got news of the week and some OnlyFans stuff, Reddit stories. Well, before we even start this episode, I feel like we just need to appreciate this man because...
Okay. I would love to.
I just someday hope to achieve the level of happiness and content that this man has floating his pumpkin down the river.
Wait, he's sitting inside of a pumpkin? That's a real pumpkin?
Well, let me open this article. Yeah, he's floating his pumpkin down the river.
I wish anything made me that happy.
He's floating his pumpkin down the river, and he's the happiest man that I may have ever seen.
Oh. In the world. My Lord, he is beaming. That's somebody's dad. That's really cute. I love that.
I just hope to achieve that level of success someday. And
like, that's someone's dad or someone's grandpa, and they could be like, yeah, my grandpa, he's the one that rides in the pumpkin on the river.
He named the pumpkin Cinderella because it's like the Cinderella carriage.
Yeah, that thing's fucking huge.
Just play a clip of it real quick.
I wonder if it's slimy inside.
That's the vibe of today's episode, is just trying to achieve this man's level of happiness, floating his pumpkin down the river.
That's a pretty high fucking benchmark.
That is a pretty hard benchmark to reach, but we can all dream. All right, so the first story, the news of the week, is this one right here. I thought this one was kind of interesting because everybody's been kind of talking about, I mean, AI has obviously been around for a little bit now, but the conversation comes up over and over again about whether or not AI is going to kind of take over the OnlyFans industry and stuff like that. But I thought this was interesting. So the title on this is Miss AI will be the world's first AI beauty pageant. So they're doing like an actual beauty pageant for AI avatars. So it's hosted by this girl who she herself is an AI character or an AI avatar. But this girl has like hundreds of thousands of followers. Okay, yeah, so she has 300 followers.
300?
Or 300,000 followers.
Oh.
And, yeah, people just love this girl.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah, so she's got a Telegram AI bot, and then if you go here, pretty sure this is fan view. So I think the agency behind her said they make over $10,000 a month from her. But this is like one of the big things that's being talked about right now, that like a lot of people are developing parasocial relationships with the characters on this site, Character AI, because it's basically you can come in here and you can create characters based on your favorite TV show girls or whatever. But apparently there's like a lot of people that are like deep into these parasocial relationships with these AI characters. And so it's interesting that we're kind of starting to see that takeover, like that, like it's now beyond the point where it's like, oh, AI, that's a novel, neat thing. But people are actually like developing relationships with these AI girls.
If that's something that you're open to and interested in, some people don't want to have relationships with other humans, so it works out.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's obviously, like, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, because obviously the majority of people, are demonizing it. Like, yeah, they demonize everything until it eventually gets regulated, and then it will be kind of accepted, and then it will become normal. But it's right now kind of just reaching that phase where it's starting to get so big that, of course, it's starting to be demonized and, of course, villainized. But it is interesting to see how it's kind of past that threshold now. And it's like interesting stuff. Let us know what you think about the whole AI thing, because a lot of people are like kind of in denial about it too. Like, oh, AI will never, it'll never, you know, outcompete real models and blah, blah. And it's like, okay, I don't know about that.
Well, we've seen they're not just creating, you know, AI models out of thin air. Normal human models are making AI versions of themselves and making like separate Instagrams, OnlyFans, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's where it's at, I think, is like kind of creating the AI version of yourself.
Which I think is cool.
Yeah, so like the way that we're using AI right now is like if we go, I'll just pop open or go back to your... Okay, so here's one of your Instagram accounts that I've been tinkering a little bit with the with AI stuff. So I'll just play a few of these. So here's kind of how we're using the AI characters at the moment. I'll just play this one.
I feel like, well, it gives me like a lazy eye sometimes. And I'm like, overall, I think that the images do look a lot like me. I'm obviously not like a super young woman anymore. And sometimes she makes me look, or it makes me look a little bit younger, which I'm not mad about it. But also like that, this middle image of me right here, that looks like an AI image.
Well, this is real though.
Yeah, it's not, but like that looks... But like if I didn't know, that's how similar it looks sometimes.
Yeah. Well, this one, I liked this one. This one was pretty cool, I thought.
Minus the roles.
Roles? What roles?
I don't know. You know, we're just human and we have like roles and stuff sometimes, but the AI versions never have any roles.
This one, I used a different kind of animation on it. Yeah, so I'm tinkering around with that stuff with the AI. I haven't really got any of these to pop yet.
There are accounts on YouTube that are killing it with this type of...
Yeah, so I'm just kind of tinkering with it when I have time. And if I can get one to pop, that'll be cool. But right now I'm just kind of messing around with it. But if you guys want to check out the tool that I use to make Sierra's clone, her AI clone like that. I'll have that down in the description too, so you guys can play around with that too if you want. So yeah, that's kind of how we're using the AI stuff right now. And obviously it's only going to get better from here. So definitely a good idea to at least familiarize yourself with, you know, some of these tools, because it's not going away. It's only going to get better.
Do you remember that movie we saw, Alita?
Yeah.
Battle Angel?
Yeah,
I like feel like it's like this is kind of just kind of starting to step in that direction.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's already been proven a million times that a lot of the science fiction movies from years ago are not that science fiction anymore.
Well, even like Ready Player One, some of that is actualized. With
the metaverse and stuff. Like, it's not on that level, yeah. But...
Well, I'm kind of sad that, like, by the time that, like, the Alita stuff manifests itself, we'll be old probably.
Well, yeah, but if you can just buy new parts, like, I'm all about it. Hell yeah, I'll buy some robot parts.
I know, but I wish I could be, like, this age forever, but I'm going to be all old, and then I'll have to buy parts for my old self. But I won't be able to look like this again.
Well, you could probably just buy a new face. Or buy your old face, I guess. Your young face.
Then I'll probably be stuck with the lazy eye all the time.
No, because they can just create it however you want it to look.
If I could go back to this age, then I don't care. Give me 2 lazy eyes. It's fine.
Well, we'll see. We got to make a lot more money to be able to afford those parts. All right, so that's the news of the week. So we'll get into some OnlyFans stuff right here. Okay, so this kind of builds on what we were just talking about. This was a post in Reddit. You can read this one.
Okay, it's called, the title is, Do You Think the OF Type Community, or no, Do You Think the OF Type Economy is Dead? Let me explain. The market is saturated, even overloaded. There are countless models, but few of them manage to make a living or turn it into a full-time occupation. Prices have been driven to rock bottom. Quote, adult content is everywhere and it's free, not new, but still. Agencies have flooded the sector, altering its ecosystem. Clients who sought connection are starting to realize that a girl with 40,000 followers doesn't have time to chat with everyone and that they're talking to a guy in an office. Fictional models created by AI are taking over the internet and gaining significant success. I feel like we're reaching a sort of plateau where it's going to become very hard to stand out. Is this the beginning of the end for our platforms? Do you think it will evolve? Will we have to turn to other forms of monetization, invent something new?
My response to this is kind of like, I've seen this, I have videos about this kind of stuff on my YouTube channel, but like I've seen this cycle play out a million times over with every business opportunity or side hustle that's come into existence since I started in 2011, which at the time, the whole thing was like, oh, affiliate marketing was like the big new thing. But then in 2011, that's when I just started learning about that stuff. And at the time it was like, oh, affiliate marketing is dead. It's saturated. Nobody can make money with affiliate marketing. It's so competitive. It's so saturated. It's not worth it anymore, blah, blah, blah. And me not knowing anything at the time, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm too late for affiliate marketing. This was 2011. And then, like, you know, 10 years later, I understand what I'm doing. I understand how all this stuff works. I understand how the game is played. And then, you know, obviously we made a ton of money with affiliate marketing and drop shipping and all of the dead business models and all this stuff. So it's not about the business opportunity being too competitive or being too saturated. It's about, you know, people have to evolve and actually acquire the skills that are required to be better than bare minimum. And that's essentially where OnlyFans is at right now. through, you know, over the last few years, you could basically do the bare minimum and be successful. You didn't really have to have a ton of skills to be successful at it. And now it's at a point where you actually have to become a good content creator. You have to become a good marketer. You have to become a good promoter. It's not just about posting, you know, spamming Reddit with thirst trap pictures or spamming TikTok with thirst trap videos. You actually have to become a good content creator and acquire those skills, because the like just doing that is going to give you a significant advantage. The large majority of people are not going to do that. They're just going to do the same basic stuff forever. And then they're going to be like, oh, this doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's too saturated. That's not the case. You just have to get good at it.
I agree with that 100%.
By the way, if you want to join us in the OnlyFans Level Up community, that is where I share all of my best secrets and strategies for OnlyFans creators, many of which are hitting really big numbers, as you may have seen from various guests on this podcast. But either way, it's a great place to be if you want to network or learn all of the best secrets and strategies to grow your OnlyFans account. You can find all of that information with the link down in the description below. But for now, back to the podcast.
And I have even like... I came in completely amateur and whatever. And I definitely feel the weeding. You have to keep up. You have to, you know.
Well, yeah. And it's like you can't fight against what's happening too. It's like, you know, back in the day when people were making money selling horse carriages, and then, you know, motor vehicles became a thing, and they're like, oh, the industry is dead. It's not dead. You just need to learn how to start making motor vehicles. Like you have to evolve with the industry. And so in this case, it's like, oh, AI is taking over and we're all doomed. And it's, you know, this is the end of OnlyFans. No, it's not. You just have to learn how to use AI as an advantage, work with it, not against it. Don't turn it into an enemy. Don't try to, you know, also don't try to live in denial where it's like, oh, AI is not a thing. That's never going to affect us and blah, blah. Cause a lot of people are kind of taking that position too. It's like, it's here. It is a thing. Just learn how to use it. That's all.
Well, and I see a lot of frustration, like in this subreddit in particular, or the creator ones, you know, because there are people posting these types of things every day. Like, is it over? Is this too saturated? Blah, blah, blah. Is it possible anymore? And then, you know, you have your different groups of people, the people that are like also struggling, and they're kind of like, I know I've been, you know, I'm might have to start looking for a job or whatever. And then there's the people who are still finding success, and they're like, you're not doing enough of this or that or whatever. And sometimes they come in a little hot, and I understand both sides. I think, because, well, partially because of you, and I kind of get that inside peek at like the market and what's happening. Me by myself, I wouldn't know. And I would be one of those creators that's a little more like scared, or like, what the fuck is happening? What am I going to do? You know? And I do feel like that sometimes, because I'm just like, oh shit.
All right, so this one says, my other gig is freelance voiceover work, and we have discussions like this all the time. That industry is also oversaturated, and we also have to deal with AI. I was an actress in LA before that. All industries like this are hard to stand out in. The reality is, the more hustle you put into it, the more you'll get out of it. But I realized I needed to adjust my idea of success. I'm not a big hustler, so I'm not trying to be the top 1% model. I'm not trying to make 5+ figures per month. I just need a livable income. But no, this isn't the end of these platforms, especially since this is the oldest industry in the world. As creators, we just have to be more creative or find something else that fits better.
Yes.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
This is my opinion 100%.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, which is... you know, kind of what we were just talking about. Just learn how to evolve, use what's being developed. You know, don't work against AI. Just figure out how to use it in combination with your own creativity, and figure out how to give yourself an advantage. All right, so the next thing we got on here is a couple Reddit stories.
So the long and short of this is... Well, let me just read it, I guess. Would I be the asshole for dumping my girlfriend after I found out about her past? I, male 40, have been going out with my girlfriend, 32 female, since late August. We have a great relationship generally. I would say the only weak patch in our relationship is sex, not necessarily frequency, but quality. I would describe her as very vanilla, and I'm quite kinky. Like only one or two positions, and it took her ages to get naked with me. Doesn't like oral, conveniently accepts it though. But the relationship is great in a lot of ways that I've turned a blind eye. Asking her about it, she said she had a lot of partners before we got together, and when COVID happened, she found herself on her own, so she worked on herself and discovered herself. She never said how many guys she'd been with, but I assumed it's more than me, which isn't hard because I've been with less than 10 women in my life. She said before me, she hasn't had sex in about 2 years. We've been getting serious lately, and by chance I introduce her to my foster brother, 31 male. I've known him for over 20 years, so I love him like a true sibling. Everything seemed okay in the meeting, but afterwards he messaged me asking to talk. He said he realized he knows where he knows her from. Basically, he said he realizes she was this girl that was notorious. Basically, she was into everything and anything. Threesomes, spit roast, gangbangs, everything. She even did an amateur porn, apparently. He protests he ever fucked her, but knows loads of mates who did. He said the rule of thumb, if she was out, you knew you'd be lucky, apparently. I couldn't get it out of my mind, so I asked her about what he said. She basically admitted it, saying, yep, she was that person. She apologized for keeping it from me, but said she was ashamed of it and that she isn't that person anymore. Since then, I feel really weird about her. I feel basically she's a hypocrite. She doesn't do certain acts or positions yet did in the past. She once had a go at me for watching porn, yet did it herself in the past. In terms of her number, it seems like she's well into triple digits. I've been trying to process it, but a couple of days ago, she tried to have sex and tried to do things that she's never wanted to do, basically acting all slutty. I told her to stop, and it feels weird, and she got all defensive and said, isn't that what I want? I don't know why. It just feels not. I can't explain it, but I feel something is broken between us. I love her, but I can't look at her the same way again. Would I be the asshole for breaking up with her over her past?
Huh, that's an interesting one. What do you think?
Yeah, so this is really hard because how long did he say they were together? Since last August. So what is that? Like 9 months-ish? I feel like if you're with someone more than a handful of times, at least, you need to be honest about that type of stuff. Like if you intend to build a relationship with someone, that's kind of important. It's not necessarily the fact that you've like fucked a lot of people, but the fact that like you still live in the area and people could recognize you and like the stories could come up and you wouldn't want your partner to hear from someone else.
Well, yeah, I feel like that's easy to say though. Like how do you actually, if you're ashamed of it, you're just gonna be like, hey, so by the way, I used to be the biggest whore in the town.
Well, you don't have to say it like that. It's just like, I used to be a really big party girl. And then you could just be like, so what's your body count? And you'd be like, 10. And I'd be like, oh, well, mine's quite a bit higher. You want to guess?
Well, yeah, but she
does. And then it would just be a really long guessing game.
Well, yeah, but she obviously doesn't want to scare the guy away. And she's going to if she says that. But that's, yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one.
Oh, yeah, this one was interesting, too. So this one's, am I the asshole for hooking up with an old friends with benefits after 3 bad experiences with a guy? So she says, I, 29 female, met a guy, 27 male, on, what's OKC?
OKCupid, I think. I think it's like a dating site thing.
Oh, okay. OKCupid. And we went on a few dates. He's funny. He's sweet, funny, cute. As our fourth date was ending, I invited him in. We made out and had sex, or tried anyways. It was truly awful. He finished as soon as I touched him. I chalked it up to nerves, and we talked about it briefly, and I told him, and meant it, that it wasn't a big deal and we should try again next time. Well, next time came around and it was a little bit better, but he hardly did any foreplay and still finished quick and basically went home as soon as we were done. Third time, last night, basically the same as the second. As soon as he left, after the third time, I texted an old friend with benefits, 44 male, told him I was in need. He came over almost right away and more than satisfied me. After I explained why I was so needy, and he laughed and said, "I'm such an asshole." Apparently, not too much of an asshole for him. He stayed the night and left about 39 minutes ago. So am I? Of course, I can't keep dating that other guy, even if we aren't exclusive. What I did was shitty on some level, but how messed up am I? And then there's an update. So we can talk about it first here. But I thought this was interesting because, you know, dating is kind of a way of like trying on shoes, right? Sexually, you have to make sure you're compatible. You guys are into the same shit. You like each other that much that you want to keep doing that, whatever. So when you... I'm surprised that she slept with him that many times, if I'm honest, 3 times. Because that...
I feel like that's fair because it's like, all right, the first time, give him a pass. Second time, it's like, all right, third time, you're out.
I feel like the first time I would have been like, okay, that was crazy, but I really like him. Second time, if it didn't go great, I would have probably pulled the plug on it.
I think that as long as, like what she said here, I called the guy and simply told him I didn't see a future. Like, if she kept dating him, then it would be kind of messed up. But since she just basically just cut it off right after that, it seems fine to me. I don't know. It would have been messed up if she continued to see him after that, but...
Yeah, see? I think your error is a common one. You're prioritizing sexual satisfaction over a relationship. If you find someone that you can potentially have a good ongoing relationship with proper communication in the bedroom, which is key, you can improve the sexual satisfaction component. This is the problem with friends with benefits. You're always comparing any relationship to your sexual experiences with him, knowing that he is accessible at any time. But you forget that this relationship is flawed as well. Otherwise, you'd be dating him instead. If you were openly communicating your sexual preferences with this new guy and he was unwilling or unable to meet your needs, after coaching and encouragement, then fine, move on. Not every guy is a sexual stud. But if you didn't, then you never gave it a chance.
That's yes. True.
So here's my thing. I would have done it the first time and it was a dud. Okay. Second time, I would have known for sure. Do I really like this guy? Are we sexually compatible? If he was my cup of tea and I wanted to really like continue dating him on that third time, there would have been, like the guy said, coaching the foreplay along. And then if I did that and then he wasn't receptive or whatever, then, you know, he's not that into you.
Yeah.
But sounds to me almost like he wasn't that into her. Like he was just like easy pussy type of thing.
So this one says, you went on 4 dates with this guy and you were intimate with him multiple times and you don't even have the respect for him to break it off before you immediately fuck someone else. You're the asshole. I mean, Maybe, but not. I don't really look at it like that.
When you're just kind of young and dating like that, I don't know that. Do those rules apply like that when you're just like seeing people casually?
Well, it's still like my original opinion. Like, if she continued with him after that, then she would be an asshole. But yeah. Since she broke it off, then it's whatever.
I don't know. When you're young and dating like that, don't take it so seriously. I was talking, because we were watching Love After Lockup. And there was a girl on there who was dating a guy in prison, and he's like 24 years old, but he had been in there since he was 17. And so he got out, and he's never been like an adult in the world before. And so he wasn't like cheating on her or anything, I don't think, but he didn't have the maturity of like a grown man. And I was saying, like, I felt like having the expectation of him to be extremely mature and not curious about, you know, going to strip clubs or whatnot when he hasn't before is kind of unreasonable, in my opinion. He also shouldn't have committed to coming out and being in a relationship with her. But again, he's not a mature adult. And I don't feel, this could be a controversial statement, but I don't feel like men are fully mature until they're fucking at least 30, at least.
Well, yeah, her expectations on that show are just way, way too high.
The human brain is not even fully developed until you're like, what, 26 or something? So not only is his brain not even fully developed, but he's been in prison since he was a child. Like, he got out and got in the shower with her, and he's like, oh, I've never taken a shower with a woman before. And she's like, really? Like, babe, he went in when he's 17. Of course he's not had a shower with a woman before. I thought that was funny.